Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yay. Hi, honeys. Welcome to this mini episode of Natch Beaut, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Hi, I am Jackie J, your host and your guide. Welcome to this mini ep. I decided to put out a mini ep this week because my main episode is a little shorter than usual, which you will find out when you listen to it on Thanksgiving. And I know you're going to listen to it on Thanksgiving. It's a great episode, but my guest was on a time crunch, so it's a shorter episode. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do my mini episode this week instead of combining them, which is what I was going to do at first. But now I said, you know what? I'm going to release two separate ones. So I have done Snatched Friday every year of Natch Beaut since 2017 when the show started, which is crazy. So this would be the sixth annual Snatched Friday. However, I am calling this the anti-Snatched Friday episode. And there's a reason for that. I'm all about the holidays. I'm all about giving. I honestly just dropped a lot of money buying holiday presents just now, preparing for this guide, because everything I'm telling y'all I'm excited about and made some purchases of my damn own. So I'm all about gift giving. But at the same time, I feel our culture more than ever is really bearing down on consumerism. And everywhere we turn, we are being told to buy something, click something, watch this video, use my link, etc. And I find such joy in providing this content and this information. I've been doing it since the show started. I love finding a new brand that I feel is important to support and sharing that with y'all and then hearing back from the honeys that you liked the product or you liked the brand that I recommended. I find such joy in that. But at the same time, I'm starting to really grapple morally with the fact that I shill shit constantly for a living, right? So I'm going to say it's anti-Snatch Friday. I want everybody to get gifts for you, for your loved ones, during the holiday season, because that's what it is about. It is about letting everyone in your life know that you love them and that you're thinking of them and vice versa for them to you. But I just, again, want to really be mindful of our carbon footprint and the waste. The waste. Do we need all this shit, right? That's what I'm always asking. I'm always asking the tough questions. Do we need all this shit? So Anti-Snatch Friday is going to be a reminder to all the honeys to really check yourself and ask before you buy something just because it's on sale or just because your friend likes it. Do you need it? Will you use it? So just keep that in mind. And with that, we are having Anti-Snatch Friday. I'm still going to be providing you with great gift ideas for you and your loved ones. But I'm also going to be providing some other alternatives that I think would also be fun and probably a little bit less wasteful. Okay, so Anti-Snatch Friday is here, honey. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the farmer's market. I don't know if I've ever brought up the farmer's market on Natch Beaut, but maybe where you live there is a farmer's market. Have you been? I used to go before I got pregnant. And I remember there was this really pretty pregnant lady working at one of the booths, and I chatted with her, and I was thinking, pregnant women are everywhere, they're haunting me. I brought this up on one episode of Natch Beaut a while back, because I had been trying to get pregnant, and it wasn't working, and I remember just this pregnant woman, I believe I bought eggs from her, and I do not eat eggs, but my husband does, so I spent like $75 on a carton of eggs, and I met this beautiful woman, and she's pregnant. And then I stopped going because I was tired and pregnant and whatever. But I've been starting to go again. And it's sort of a ritual of Ben and mine. We go, we take the baby, and we get our groceries for the week. I'm starting to get to know all the vendors. It's really fun. There's also lots of local goods there. There's a woman who makes jams, and we bought her jam because her name is Sandy, which is my son's name, and her sign said Sandy's Jams. And we bought a jam from her, and it was delicious. And I said, Ben, guess what I'm getting everybody for the holidays? I'm getting them a jar of this damn jam from Sandy's Jams. What a nice gift. Low carbon footprint, locally made, of indie woman business, and something that I know everybody's going to actually use. So that's what I recommend. Get out into your community. Get to know people. Go to the farmer's market. Buy a local artisanal good for your people on your list. They have, depending on where you live, they probably got all kinds of good shit. I mean, here in California, they have everything you can imagine. They have pasta. They have candles. They have vegan cheese spreads. They got it all, sweetie. So I highly recommend doing that. Maybe a nice bag of nuts. Fancy nuts. Who doesn't love a fancy nut in their mouth? I sure do. Maybe two. So check out your farmer's market. Get you something nice. Get a nice gift. And guess what? You can get a jar of jelly for everybody on your list with a lovely card, a lovely note, and throw them around everybody at the office. And you're done. You're done shopping. That's what I'm going to do. Anyone in my family listening, guess what? You're getting a jar of jelly from Sandy's Jams. Okay? And you're going to like it. Ben and I devoured it. So that's my advice. Go to the farmer's market. Support your local community. Okay, next up on my list. A few years ago, I believe it was the 2020 Snatch Friday gift guide, I told y'all about Genesee Eyewear. Genesee Eyewear, woman-owned brand, made in America, based out of Flint, Michigan. They took all of the water bottles that were in Flint, Michigan from the water crisis that occurred there. There were giant stacks. If you looked at the news, you can still read the articles and see the photos. Giant piles of water bottles. Every home in Flint, Michigan had to use bottled water because of their bad water. And the founder of Genesee said, you know what? Let's do something with all these bottles. So they employed local people from Flint, which their job market also was taking a dive. It was a lot going on there. They employed local Flint workers, and they made beautiful, chic eyeglasses and eyewear out of these plastic water bottles. I want to say it's 10, maybe it's 15 water bottles makes a pair of glasses. I have a pair of the Cookies and Cream. It's this light gray, white color, and they're so cute. I get complimented on them constantly, and I had them on my gift guide in 2020. Well, guess what? Genesee Eyewear is going out of business. I don't know if it's because they've run out of water bottles or it's because they just ran out of business. I don't know, but their loss is your gain. Just like when I told y'all about the Tastemaker shoes last year. Tastemaker Shoes is a local vegan shoe company that I told y'all was going out of business, and y'all sold that damn store out. So hopefully you'll do the same with Genesee, because they have such nice eyewear and everything is honestly dirt cheap right now. If you go on their website, the frames are literally $30, and they have a code for 65% off, which it will pop up if you go on the site, but just in case, the code is SeeTheChange65. You can get a pair for as low as $31. I just bought a pair of their pink ones, and they are so cute, and I'm going to get my lenses put in them, and I'm so excited, and happy to support the company and help them clear out the remaining inventory. Now, things are going quick. So if you're hearing this and you think you might want a pair, run to the computer and get what's left, because they're just showing you what's left. They're not creating new inventory. But these, again, would make a great gift. They make readers. They have the blue light blockers. I'm telling you, I just got a new pair of glasses and I got the blue light blocker lenses put in. I sleep so much better, because I can watch TV before bed and the blue light doesn't screw up your circadian rhythm. So if you don't have blue light blockers on your glasses, I highly recommend upgrading. But they have blue light blocker frames. They also just have regular frames. They have sunglasses. All these ones are discounted. Check out Genesee. Their website is Genesee, genusee.com, and that's G-E-N-U-S-E-E. Get you something on sale and help support a business that is ending. Now, normally, what I used to do on my Snatch Friday guides is I would go through Ulta and Sephora, and I would go through all of the gift packages and gift sets that I thought were cute, that I thought somebody would like in your life. I'm not doing that this year. Sorry. Again, trying to be a little bit more mindful of our waste. The one that I'm going to tell you about is the one from the Detox Market. They have a Best of Green Beauty Box 2022, and it comes with a limited set of the best-in-class beauty vetted and curated by the experts at the Detox Market. So I'm all about that green beauty, and these are their favorite products of the year, award-winning, buzzworthy, innovative brands. It is $149, and you get how many products here? It looks like you get 11 products. It looks cute. It comes in a little box. I think it would be a nice gift, and these are companies that I feel good about supporting, and some of my favorites are in here. I see Briogeo, Ilia, RMS. There's lots. Oh, Ducete. It's cute. And I wanted to shout out that one. And I also want to say I've become a real Credo head over here, Credo Beauty. I don't work for Credo, but they also have a bunch of little gift bundles. And if you go to the Credo site, you hit gifting. They have gift sets. And they're really cute. So I would recommend if you want to get a gift set for the holidays, they don't have a bunch of holiday packaging and things because that's what they're all about, is being a little cleaner in that regard. But they have lots of things to choose from. So check that out. I'm looking right here at the Herbivore Botanicals Radical Retinol set. I mean, come on, Radical Retinol. That would probably be my name if I was a superhero. So they have a lot of cute stuff. Check out Credo and check out the Detox Market. Okay, we have a gift. We have a gift. And this is so cute, y'all. And honestly, I hope somebody puts one of these in my Hanukkah stocking because they're so cute. There's this company called Butter and Me. Their website is butterandme.co. I found this brand recently when I went to the new Indie Beauty Expo. And I have a lot of products that I need to go through and tell y'all about. That's going to be on an upcoming episode. But for now, this company is adorable. They're woman and AAPI owned. Everything is vegan and handmade. Everything is plastic free. And their main hero product are these breakable body scrubs that are shaped like little chocolate bars. And I've used one in the shower and it was super fun and worked great and was a really luxurious, fun, delicious experience. So that's why I'm recommending this to y'all, and they have 25% off site-wide for Black Friday, so these are the perfect, perfect gift for people. They're called the Choco Body Scrub, and like I said, they're these little bars that look like chocolate bars, and they have the best friggin' scents ever. They have matcha vanilla, lavender rosemary, orange poppy, strawberry cacao, which is the one I have. They're normally $18, but again, 25% off and spend $50, get free shipping. So you could buy one of these for everyone on your list and you're done shopping. And I don't know who would want this. These are great for people who are bath people or shower people. And they're really cute, a fun little indulgence that you would never think to get for yourself. Like I said, they're a bar that you break a little piece off of. And then in your hands, it becomes this yummy scrub. And you rub it all over yourself and you wash it off and you just look and feel great. Cute, cute, cute. Highly recommend checking it out. Oh, yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. The next thing I want to talk about is I've been really into all the products that Nina and Katie just recommended. They were my guests last week from the cool down. While I was doing the episode guide on NashBeauty.com for their episode, honey, I spent a lot of money, to be honest, because I loved everything they recommended to me. I bought sheets. I bought shoes. I bought clothes. So I'm just going to shout out again a few of the brands that they discussed on that episode, because I think these are great guilt-free options for gifts. First one I want to bring up is Super Zero. Super Zero makes these shampoo bars, and they also make other kinds of bars for conditioner, body balm, hand balm, things like that. And they have gift sets, and they're all on sale right now. There's one that says All He Needs Grooming Gift Set. It's $50, and I think I'm going to get it for Ben because it's so friggin' cute, y'all. It comes with, it says right here, he will be forever grateful and infused with ceramides, caffeine, biotin, reishi, and ginseng. Now, listen, these have been gendered a little bit, but we don't like to gender things on NatchView. This one would be great for anyone. Not just for a male in your life. It comes with a hair and body shampoo. We love a 2-in-1 for those, you know, certain people that like that. Ceramide shaving bar. 2 aluminum storage cases. A shampoo bar. It's so cute. You'll have to see it. And this is just one of them. So if you have a person in your life who maybe you want to get a little bit more into sustainable products, they also make they have a hand and hair care set. I'm curious about the hand bar because my hands are dry as hell because I wash them 1,000 times a day. Check this out. This would be a great gift for somebody in your life / yourself. And the packaging is really chic and cute. So I encourage everybody to check it out. Now, also speaking about bars, I got sent this brand by a PR rep. I had never heard of this brand before. It's called Kate McLeod. And honey, the branding and the packaging is cute, cute, cutie, cute. They make these bath pebbles that are solid bath and shower gel. And apparently they are incredible. They smell incredible. And they've got some holiday special scents that are only available for right now. And I'm like, honey, this is a gift. So I'm looking right now. Solid bath and shower gel. They come in this cute little jar and they have all kinds of different ones. They have one for energy, one to calm you, one that's woody. I mean, they look y'all have to look at the packaging and they're $48. Now, to be fully honest, I'm doing this a few days before Black Friday, even though all these friggin' companies are starting early Black Friday because they're being more and more competitive with each other and everybody just wants your damn money. Maybe there's going to be a little bit of a sale, but this is a great gift for somebody. Great price point for a gift, and they've got all kinds of stuff. They have stones for your face, moisturizers for your face that are solid. And again, I feel if you have a hard time getting your partner or somebody in your life to use moisturizer because they hate the whole pomp and circumstance of the jar or the bottle, get them this little face stone. I feel like anybody could just rub a little stone on their face and go to sleep, right? I mean, how much more low maintenance can you get, to be honest? These look really cute. And once again, they have a limited edition holiday trio, which is what I ordered. It has 3 different scents. One is called Grace, one is called Wisdom, and one is called Delight. The packaging is absolutely gorge. It's limited edition packaging with special artwork, so anyone would want to get one of these for a gift. They are $92, which I realize is high, but you have to remember that you get 3 of them, so you could keep one, give 2 away as a present, and this is a present that would be very fun and beautiful to get. And again, these are body bars, so one of the things that I have a hard time doing is putting moisturizer on my body because I'm lazy. This, how much easier could it get for you? You don't even have to open anything. You just rub a bar all over yourself. It sounds great. Once I receive it, I will test it for y'all. But I did order them because the packaging is super cute and I thought it would be a great present. And now I'm telling you about it. We love a good bar, honey. Jackie J is getting down with the bars in 2023. The next thing I want to tell y'all about is 4 days. 4 days. This was brought up on the episode with Katie and Nina again. Now, I knew about 4 days, and it's crazy. You know those cookies, they follow you. I typed the words 4 days onto my computer while I was listening back to the episode and taking notes for my episode guide, and I started getting targeted ads for 4 days. That's how creepy everything is. I just typed the words into a notes app on my computer. But along with all the beautiful clothing, and they also have major Black Friday sales going on. They have items for $12 and items for $22 when they're originally $100. I just went on a fucking shopping spree because I actually need clothes. And I don't feel guilty about these because these clothes have a closed loop. Meaning when you're done with them, this company will take them back and take responsibility for them, which again, not many clothing companies do. So let me tell you about the Take Back bag. For $20, you can get a Take Back bag sent to you. It's a giant bag that will hold 15 pounds of clothes. And what you do is, do you have any clothes lying around that you don't want anymore for various reasons? I have some sweatshirts that the print has come off of them, or they have big stains that won't come out. Honestly, I just had a baby. I don't know what size I'm going to be. I don't know if the body I have now is going to be the permanent body. I'm giving myself complete grace in that regard. But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of things that fit me. So I did need to invest in a couple new things. But if you have clothes that you want to get rid of, you buy this Take Back bag. It's $20. And then that $20 will go towards anything new that you buy on their store. So it's basically free. You fill it up. Clean your closet out. You send the bag back to them, and you will get $20 credit towards their store. They accept all textiles, okay? Even socks, pillowcases, towels. You have like an old rusty towel that you're like, what am I going to do with this dirty ass towel? You don't want to just throw it in the trash. They'll take it back. They'll take back purses, handbags, torn, stained. They're not going to ask questions. They're just going to recycle it so it won't go in the landfill. How nice is that? You can feel good about it. Doesn't that seem nice? So get you a Take Back bag and then go shopping on their website for these nice clothes that you can feel good about buying. I just saw a TikTok, and I'm not here to try to fearmonger y'all or scare you or make anybody depressed, but I just saw a TikTok about Shein. I guess there was this big expose article recently that came out about Shein. I've never purchased anything from Shein. It was horrifying. Horrifying. We have to stop supporting these brands and these companies that don't give a fuck about us human beings and their rights, our planet, etc. We have to do better collectively. I feel good about this company, and check out their stuff. They've got a lot of stuff that would make great gifts. If you are a dog person, they have zero waste doggy bags. I thought those were cute. They have little, normally I don't buy leather, but they have recycled leather fanny packs and cute stuff. Go to this website, 4days.com. They're not paying me. FORdays.com. See if there's anything for you or for somebody else on your list. And with that, guess what? Anti-Snatch Friday comes to a close. A lot shorter than most years. But like I said, I'm trying to be a little less of a consumer these days. And I realize there's probably an ad on this episode for something that I want you to buy. So do what you got to do. But I wanted to present some options that I feel good about that I know my honeys will like, because I know y'all are tastemakers. And I also know that most of y'all trust me and have really supported my expertise and my taste over the years. I love getting DMs that say, I bought this and I love it because of you, because of your show. The ripple effect of that has been so incredible. I honestly take credit for Scrub Daddy's success. Sorry, but I do. I take credit for Scrub Daddy's success. A lot of y'all bought Scrub Daddies because I talked about how great they are, and they really are. They're really great. If in case Ben is in the other room and can hear me, Ben, get me some Scrub Daddies for Hanukkah, because I can't get enough of them. They're great. I really love it. So please keep me in the loop if you end up with any of these items. If you've taken any of this to heart, maybe you're going to go buy some jelly jams for people in your life for the holidays. let me know, because I love hearing from y'all. Just a quick update while I'm here, and I know that the tried and true honeys are listening. I have a postpartum part two episode partially recorded that I haven't posted yet. Honey, let me tell you something. Having a kid, recording a podcast, those two things don't go well together. I have it. I'll hopefully have it up before the end of the year for y'all. Thank you for being patient. And again, thank you for all the incredible feedback over all of that postpartum, pregnancy, birth content I've put out, because it was extremely vulnerable for me to put that out there. And the fact that I got such a great response is really validating, honestly. So thank you for that. Keep me posted if you get anything. Have a lovely holiday season. Thank you for listening to Nash View. I will see y'all on the next episode soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.